don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. Today, Bitcoin Core 0.16.0 is finally released. There have been, I think there were like five or so release candidates for this one. This was for the full SegWit release and a number of other awesome improvements. So we're going to read one from BitcoinMagazine.com today. And this one is by Aaron Von Wertem, who's a great resource for any explanations of technical stuff. I love his articles. So this one is titled, Bitcoin Core 0.16.0 is released. Here's what's new. Today marks the official release of Bitcoin Core 0.16.0, the 16th generation of Bitcoin's original software client, launched by Satoshi Nakamoto a little over 9 years ago. Overseen by Bitcoin Core lead maintainer Vladimir Vandalon, this latest major release was developed by some 100 contributors over a span of 5 months. As is usual for new releases, Bitcoin Core 0.16 includes performance improvements, bug fixes, and other optimizations. This release in particular includes several added features in the wallet interface. Most notably, Bitcoin Core 0.16 makes Segregated Witness, or SegWit, fully available for wallet users, which is what most of the effort was focused on, and it is also why this release is sometimes referred to as a SegWit special. Here's an overview of some of the most notable changes. Segregated Witness in the wallet interface. Segregated Witness was, of course, the main Bitcoin protocol upgrade of 2017. If not the biggest protocol upgrade ever. It introduced a whole new block data structure for upgraded nodes, while non-upgraded nodes could continue to function as normal. Among other benefits, SegWit replaced Bitcoin's block size limit with a block weight limit, allowing for blocks with up to 4 megabytes of transaction data, and therefore increased transaction capacity on the network. Segregated Witness itself was first introduced in Bitcoin Core 0.13.1, released in October of 2016. The upgrade activated in August of 2017. However, Bitcoin Core 0.16 is the first Bitcoin Core version to let wallet users generate SegWit addresses for receiving payments. This means that when the funds received on these addresses are spent in a payment later, Bitcoin Core wallet users utilize the added block space offered by SegWit. All else being equal, these users should be able to pay lower fees compared to non-SegWit transactions. Bitcoin Core is not the first wallet to enable Segregated Witness for users. Several other wallets had already introduced this feature over the past 6 months. Since the Bitcoin Core development team wrote and proposed the upgrade, it was notable that the feature had not been available for Bitcoin Core wallet users until now. BEC32, Bitcoin's new address format. Accompanying the introduction of SegWit in the Bitcoin Core wallet is a new address format known as BEC32. This address format, developed by former Blockstream CTO Gregory Maxwell and Blockstream developer Dr. Peter Wolla, is recognizable as it starts with BC1 instead of the 1 or 3 that Bitcoin addresses usually start with. More importantly, BEC32 addresses use fewer characters than the current address format because there's no longer a distinction between lowercase and capital letters. This reduces the potential for human mistakes, for example, when an address is read out loud. BEC32 addresses are also designed to limit other types of mistakes, such as those caused by typos. Additionally, BEC32 offers benefits in the context of SegWit wallet support. So far, most wallets that offer SegWit do so by wrapping it into P2SH outputs, with addresses starting with a 3. To spend coins from such an address, users must reveal a piece of code, or the redeem script, to show that the coins were really locked up in a SegWit output. With the new BEC32 addresses, the step can be skipped, which means that spending from a SegWit address will require a little less data in order to be transmitted over the Bitcoin network and included in the blockchain. Since not all Bitcoin wallets support BEC32 addresses yet, Bitcoin Core 0.16 users will be able to choose whether they want to generate a BEC32 receiving address for payments or a P2SH address, with P2SH still being the default for now. The Bitcoin Core wallet, of course, supports sending transactions to any type of Bitcoin address. Replace by fee as the default sending option. As Bitcoin blocks have been filling up over the past couple of years, not all transactions on the network fit in the first available block that is mined. Instead, miners typically prioritize the transactions that include the most fees. If users want to have their transactions confirmed quickly, they should include a high enough fee. For less urgent transactions, a lower fee should suffice. Many wallets include fee estimation algorithms to calculate what fee level will have a transaction confirmed within varying timeframes. However, the Bitcoin network deals with inherent unpredictability in terms of the speed at which blocks are found and the number of transactions that is being transmitted at any time. This can make it difficult to include the right transaction fee, meaning that users may have to wait longer for a confirmation than they had intended. Since Bitcoin Core 0.15, wallet users have been able to add a replace by fee tag to their transactions. With such a tag, nodes and miners on the network know that the sender may want to replace that transaction with a newer transaction that includes a higher fee. This effectively lets Bitcoin Core wallet users easily bump their transactions up in line to have it confirmed faster. Bitcoin Core 0.16 makes replace by fee the default sending option for the first time. Users can still opt out of adding a replace by fee tag to their transactions by unticking a box, but their transactions will be replaceable if they don't untick it. This should prevent users from unwittingly depriving themselves of their options and noticing only when it's too late that they could have easily bumped up their transactions. For more details on what's new in Bitcoin Core 0.16.0, see the release notes. You can download Bitcoin Core 0.16.0 from bitcoincore.org. Again, that was on Bitcoin Magazine and by Aaron Von Wertheim. And as you can guess, the links for the release notes and to bitcoincore.org are at the bottom of the page. I'll link to that in my tweet here when I share out the quick read. I've been really excited to see Bitcoin Core 0.16 finally released, because SegWit integration is a huge part of it. And I think there are a lot of people who use the Core wallet that are just not going to switch over to SegWit until that is finally in the actual wallet. So it'll be exciting to see what our block sizes do moving forward. And I think everybody, I'm going to do so as well, should keep an eye on like SegWit.party or SegWit.io to keep a track of, I like to keep track of how much percentage SegWit transactions there are on the network, and we've been having a really hard time breaking that 14-15% area for quite a while now. But with Coinbase announcing the use of SegWit now, which I think happened just a day or two ago, I believe that's been implemented. I haven't checked, but also I believe the other one was either Bitstamp or Bitfinex. I can't remember off the top of my head, but one of the other major exchanges has also implemented SegWit. I think we're going to see another significant growth period in the use of segregated witness, and therefore a significant growth in the number of transactions that the network can handle. It'll be really exciting to see what this means for the performance of the overall network, and also how this affects other changes like Lightning Network and multisig and things like that moving forward. So it's really exciting time in Bitcoin, lots of things happening, and this is a very significant piece of the puzzle to the many changes that'll be coming in 2018. But with that, that will end our crypto economy quick read for the day. Again, don't forget to check out bitcoinmagazine.com and follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy. I should have another quick read out for everybody tomorrow, but until then, take it easy.